listening to a sermon podcast from St. Benedict's Table, a congregation of the Anglican Church of Canada located in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come like a fire and burn. Come like the wind and cleanse. Convict, convert, and consecrate our hearts for our great good and for your great glory. Amen. So though it may sound like it in the readings, I'm not sure all of what was said about the hired hand was to speak ill of probably him, but to speak ill of them. The hired hand who does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The comparison between the shepherd and the hired hand here is a crucial point of this parable, of this story. We have the hired hand on one side, and we have the good shepherd on the other. What we do not have is the bad hired hand on one side and the good shepherd on the other. What it does say is that the hired hand does not own the sheep. The one who owns the sheep is the shepherd. And all of that's just in the text. And I'm thankful it's there, because this is, I think, one of those descriptive moments in the Bible where Jesus is speaking to how things are on this side of the fully realized kingdom of God. It is descriptive rather than prescriptive. It describes what happens rather than sort of says what's gonna happen if something goes wrong or anything like that. It describes the reality in which we live. So maybe let's give this hired hand a little credit. Maybe they had been with this shepherd for years. They did know the sheep by name. Maybe the sheep didn't know his voice, but the hired hand knew the sheep by name. And they probably knew all of the valleys with the sweetest grass and the clearest pools of water. But chances were good that that hired hand had a family of one kind or another. Some person or some people to whom they felt ultimately responsible to keep them fed, to keep them warm, to keep a roof over their head. So the moment they hear that wolf or pack of wolves, whichever, wolves hunt in packs, but for here it's a wolf, the moment they heard them coming, the people to whom they owe their responsibility, to their ultimate responsibility, became the people worth thinking about at that moment. So for the hired hand, they had to choose between the well-being of their family and the life of the sheep that they didn't own. And the choice of the hired hand was to run. These days, we call that having boundaries. And what the hired hand did might have even been called good boundaries. There are books upon books written upon what the hired hand did upon running when hearing and seeing those wolves, probably saying that he was doing exactly the right thing. I've got that advice, and I'm sure many of us here have got that advice from trusted mentors, supervisors, counselors, therapists, psychologists, all the above, friends. I've given it myself. You can't serve if you've been eaten by the wolves. But there's a little treasure here in the Greek. It says that the hired hand does not care about the sheep. Now, that kind of care is that kind of care that they're talking about here. The word sort of means a deep motivational, like a deeply motivated caring, like one that's at the heart of the, like kind of the heart of the matter, not a superficial one, not even a one level deep one, but like a deep caring. So come with me for a moment. We're about to go down a rabbit hole. Imagine a farmer was out in the field and they just cut their field of wheat and they brought it to the barn where there's a threshing floor. And then you bring in the ox to stamp out all the grain. And the oxen have been working for hours and the work is almost done. And the grain is about to be piled high and the bounty of the year is before them. But then the ox bends down to take a mouthful of grain from this bounty, and the farmer stops it and puts a muzzle over its mouth to prevent it from taking even a single bite of all of that grain. This act is condemned in the book of Deuteronomy. Remember, go with me, rabbit hole. As simply as this, you shall not muzzle an ox while it's treading out the grain. Okay, Andrew. But when Paul is writing his first letter to the Corinthians, he uses this same word, care. Says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it's treading out the grain. Then Paul asks the question, is it for the oxen that God cares? That same word, care. God doesn't care about the muzzling of the ox. For that, it's not for the care, it's not just for the care of the oxen, but it's for the motivations of the heart of the one who is guiding that ox. So you don't muzzle it because God cares about the motivations of the heart. Because God knows that this is a way of keeping our greed away. So if we were to put that muzzle on that ox, we'd be like always concerned about every little grain and profit that's in that bounty. God cares not about the muzzle of the ox, but protecting our hearts. But not just protecting our hearts from the greed that's there, but also there to like let our hearts be opened. As the ox eats from these piles of grain that it just worked so hard to stamp out, the farmer then has the freedom to look upon both the bounty and the ox with gratitude because they're not worried about every kernel or dollar. That's the kind of care that Paul is talking about. He cares about, God cares about the ox, sure. But God's more concerned about preventing greed and opening hearts. That's a deep, deep kind of care. Or another place, the disciples go to a sleeping Jesus while the winds and the waves are crashing around them. And they wake him up and ask, using the same word, care, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? They're asking Jesus whether he cares for their life, whether they live or they die. This is not a superficial word. So the hired hand, back to the hired hand, we are told does not own the sheep. They are owned by someone else. The hired hand may be affectionate towards the sheep, maybe even love them in a way and want for them to have the sweetest grass and the cleanest water. But that deep, eternal sense of care, being on this side of the kingdom, it's too much. And so chances are good that the hired hand is not just running away gleefully, looking forward to the rest of the day off. before finding another flock next week to take care of or to be a hired hand of. No. If you've ever had to leave a person or people that you love because of the wolves, you know that that's a heartbreaking moment. But the deep care, the ones to whom you owe your life, they're not the ones in danger. And so you run. The hired hand is the descriptive character of the broken world in which we live, on this side of the kingdom. But thankfully, this is not the gospel of the hired hand according to John. It's a reading from the gospel of the Good Shepherd according to John. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. You and I are the shepherd's own. And the Good Shepherd continues in this teaching, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The shepherd is not the hired hand. Everything we just talked about, everything said about boundaries, about running from the wolves, about good advice from friends and supervisors, doesn't apply. The shepherd cares deeply, eternally about his sheep. So deeply that even the advice given from within the flock, good old Peter, to stay and lead them in the ways that they thought would make them most comfortable, he had to dismiss, even rebuke, because the kind of caring that God had for them and for each one of us is beyond what we could possibly imagine. When all of the wolves in our lives are circling, the Good Shepherd is there. When we feel all but surrounded, we can hear, I lay down my life for my sheep. You hear that again? I lay down my life for my sheep. Not that. That's an active thing. That's a present thing. That's not something that had just happened in the past. That's the work of an active, working God now, here. This is the act of a God who is always with us, especially in the trials of our life when it feels like the wolves are circling. Psalm 23. It's the psalm appointed for Good Shepherd Sunday. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Good Shepherd is with me. You prepare us a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Now, all of that is happening now. Not then. It's not my cup overflowed. It's my cup overflows now. Even though we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, the Good Shepherd is with us. And because we have seen him lay his life down for us, we fear no evil. As we find love in each other through the acts that we do in the name of the Good Shepherd, we find our tables are prepared for us in the presence of wolves. As we pray for one another in our sorrow, we anoint each other's heads in oil. And so most of the time, most of us, we're hired hands. Not always. Most of the time, we do need good boundaries. But of course, there are times when we will sacrifice our whole self for the ones whom we love, to whom we owe it all to. But really, those are the exceptions. But then again, much of the time we do act as part of the body of Christ that cares deeply and eternally. That is also part of what we do. We are part of that good shepherd. We're the actors of that good shepherd, the ones that show that deep care in the parts, in the places in life that we have. But no one of us can do it all. And sometimes we can't do any of it. But that's perfectly all right, because it's not up to us. It's up to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the one who could and did and continues to walk through the good times and the bad, to the green pastures and the sweet grass, through to the clear pools of still water, and through the valleys of the shadow of death, now and forever. All of this, it's all up to the Good Shepherd who cares for his sheep all the days of our life. Amen.
This has been a sermon podcast from St. Benedict's Table. For information on our church and to access the full catalog of our podcasts going all the way back to 2006, visit us online at stbenedictstable.ca. In addition, if you are interested in supporting our online work, you can find information on the website using the donate button located on the top right-hand corner. Thanks for listening.